Now, a river in Brazil also runs through today's GeoQuiz. And this quiz might come in handy if you like to do crossword puzzles. The river we want you to name is a five-letter word that begins with X. The river in question is located in northern Brazil. It's 1,200 miles long and feeds into the Amazon. Last year, engineers began constructing a massive dam on this river. It's called the Belo Monte Dam. The $11 billion project has plenty of opponents. They include indigenous people who would be displaced by flooding. Some critics say it's a case of natives versus exploiters. That's reminiscent of the film Avatar. Now the construction has come to a screeching halt. We'll tell you why and name this Brazilian river later in the program. The answer to our GeoQuiz today flows through the Amazon rainforest. That's where construction on the massive Belo Monte Dam project has come to a screeching halt. A Brazilian court ordered the suspension of work. If it does get completed, the Belo Monte Dam would be the third biggest in the world, flooding 200 square miles of the Amazon. Zachary Hurwitz with International Rivers joins us now. Zachary, help us out with the geography first here. What river is being dammed and what part of Brazil's Amazon are we talking about specifically?
So the plans call for a dam across the Xingu River, and the Xingu is one of the main tributaries to the Amazon. This is in Brazil's northern region, as they call it, in the state of Pará.
Right. So the Xingu River, that's X-I-N-G-U, which flows south from the main trunk of the Amazon. So the dam was approved by the Brazilian Congress in 2005. Construction has been underway for a year. Why did the court pull the plug in Brazil?
Well, the court decided to pull the plug because they had found on two occasions that Congress approved the project illegally. On one occasion, a decision from the Supreme Court in 2005 did not receive two-thirds voting. And on the second occasion, the Congress had approved a decree in 2005 to approve the project without having done prior consultations with the indigenous tribes to be affected.
Can you describe the dam project for us? What would it look like?
Well, this is a dam that, like you said, would be the third largest in the world. There would be two major dam walls, one at a site called Pimentel, which would divert 80% of the Xingu River into a huge reservoir. That water would then head towards a powerhouse at a second dam wall at the Belo Monte site. And altogether, we're talking about the first dam covering 6 kilometers long. You know, a lot of area would be flooded. Most of the impacts are away from indigenous people's lands, but the downstream side of the dam would dry out the Xingu River. This is the area where the impacts would be felt.
What are the indigenous groups that now seemingly have a voice in how this big infrastructure project is going to go?
There are three tribes located downstream in the area of impacts of the dam. The first is called the Juruna tribe, the second called the Arara tribe, and then the third are a group called the Xikrin do Kayapó, and those are a variant of the Kayapó tribe, one of the most important and visual tribes in Brazil.
Is there any way that they're actually going to be able to dialogue with authorities and say, we don't want this dam here?
That remains to be seen. We've received a lot of indication from tribes that they're very jubilant about this decision, but everybody's waiting to see really what happens. The history of the project is that the Brazilian judiciary has overturned many of its own decisions in the past, and tribes have attempted to dialogue with both the developer, Norte Energia, as well as the government, but so far those dialogues have failed. A lot of the tribes have reached a very desperate point. There were major protests on the heels of the Rio+20 conference in June. Tribes occupied the construction site for a good 20 days. And then most recently, one of the tribes detained three engineers from the developers consortium over a few cases where the developer had failed to implement the mitigation plan properly. So this project is riddled with problems, and tribes, it sounds like, are taking this with a grain of salt.
You know, I saw filmmaker James Cameron and actor Sigourney Weaver have thrown their support behind the locals, drawing, you know, to the parallels of the Amazon story with Avatar, the movie they made. Did that help the locals at all?
I think it drew a lot of attention to the cause. James Cameron, Sigourney Weaver, also Brazilian celebrities, some of the most important Brazilian celebrities, have also thrown their support behind the tribes. So it does help raise the issue, but I still think that, the legal situation in Brazil is so tricky and so politicized that the developer will probably appeal this decision, and that appeal is likely to go to either the president of this regional court, or it may even go to the Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens, but there may be a good chance that this project can be stopped.
Zachary Hurwitz with International Rivers, based in Berkeley, California. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Marco.